Welcome back to the State Hornet Podcast. I'm Daniel Gonzalez, and I'm here with...
I'm Wendy Young.
On this week's episode, we will cover news from last week.
The Day of Action Fair, organized by the Office of Equal Opportunity in the Library Quad on the first Tuesday of April during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, is part of a nationwide movement initiated by the National Sexual Violence Resource Center. The event aims to provide support and resources for sexual assault survivors, with participants wearing teal, the color symbolizing sexual assault prevention, to raise awareness and show support for survivors. Among the organization present was the local nonprofit My Sister House, providing resources such as housing, counseling, and legal service for domestic violence survivors since July 2023. My Sister House has assisted over 7,000 individuals in the Sacramento area. Additionally, the Disability Access Center and the OEO hosted a presentation titled Pleasure is for Everybody, where couples and family therapist Kelly Trace spoke about bringing the gap between disability and sexual education and wellness. Jordan Jackson, a fourth-year journalism student and intern at the OEO Division of Inclusive Excellence, helped organize this year's fair. As a survivor, Jackson feels it's essential to raise awareness about the prevalence of assault on college campuses and the ostracization survivors often feel. Jackson said, "When it happened to me, I feel like it was my fault, but no matter what the situation is, it's never anyone's fault, no matter what." The presence of Day of Action Fair on the Sac State campus underscored the university's commitment to changing the culture surrounding sexual assault on campus.
Sac State students gathered in the library quad to protest the 34% tuition increase. They moved across campus to protest outside Sacramento Hall, President Wood's office building. The Board of Trustees met to discuss a tuition increase proposal and officially passed it on September 13th. Tuition is to be raised by 6% each year for a total of 5 years and is set to begin next semester, fall 2024. Students feel that the tuition increase alienates low-income students and does not represent Sac State's goal of achieving a diverse community. The university had not commented at the time of publication. Another anti-tuition protest is scheduled for April 24th.
The Women's Resource Center at Sacramento State, located on the second floor of the University Union, is a place that helps female-identified students and allies provide a safe and supportive environment. The center offers various resources and open discussion to support student future and combat gender discrimination, domestic violence and bias, including collaboration with a family planning program, and is open to female-identified students from all backgrounds. Over the past months, the center has showcased vibrant student-made art galleries, hosted discussions with campus police and feminist pioneers, and provide an uplifting space for female-identified students. The center's next event is Women Leadership Summit, a professional network event and at extending leadership and networking resource to female-identified students and allies. If you are a female student or ally on campus, the Women's Resource Center is here to help you set the necessary material to encourage success.
If you are a Sac State student looking for on-campus work, keep your eye out. A variety of student employment opportunities within Sac State. The University Union has a few positions available for students, including, but not limited to, photographer, social media, and event setup. The Habit Burger Grill, one of Sac State's newest additions and still under construction on the first floor of the University Union, is looking to hire food service workers. The Habit is expected to open late spring semester 2024. There are more job opportunities across the campus, including offerings at the Well and the University Transportation and Parking Services. Many of these positions get filled quickly, so don't hesitate to submit an application.
When it comes to encouraging women to achieve success, we can celebrate those who break barriers in fashion. Five prominent women in the fashion industry has made a profound impact with their unique insight, innovative thinking, and unwavering determination. from Vera Wang's revolutionary bridal design, which broke away from traditional white gown and introduced diverse and colorful aesthetics, to Carolina Herrera's elegant couture, each piece showcasing her impeccable taste and attention to detail, to Vivienne Westwood challenging fashion norms with her rebellious style, and Aurora Jones emphasizing the value of African traditional craftsmanship and culture through her broader Bailey's brand, highlighting the importance of diversity and sustainability. Finally, Diane von Furstenberg's iconic wrap dress not only transformed women's fashion but also became a symbol of confidence and empowerment for women. This women's creation are not just examples of fashion artistry, but also symbols of inspiration and courage. They continuously challenge convention, break boundary, and redefine the rules of fashion industry in their own unique way. Their stories are not only milestones in fashion history, but also a source of inspiration and role model for countless women. If you are interested in fashion, trend, and their design style, the story Breaking Barrier, Celebrating Women in Fashion at the State Hornets website provide detailed introduction to the five designer mentioned above. Check out the full story at statehornet.com.
And that's all we have for you on this week's State Hornet podcast. If you'd like to see more stories, visit statehornet.com.